130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Full speed ahead for the summit next week between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Senator Rand Paul says President Trump's negotiating style is refreshing in Washington.
You know, I wouldn't overestimate or have too high of an expectations, but I've been very hopeful that it's the beginning of dialogue. I think the dialogue is good, and I think it's one of President Trump's strong points that he's willing to do this. Most other presidents would have studied this to death, litigated it to death, had so many preconditions that it never would have happened. And this is one reason why it hasn't happened. So, no, I think this is a big step forward. South Korea has been showing an openness to dialogue. Now the president is showing openness to dialogue. It's not a guarantee that we'll get something good. And, of course, when you do have dialogue and you do have diplomatic exchanges, it's a trust but verify situation.
Yeah,
so it may not be immediate peace, but I think the beginning of dialogue is a great thing.
Today, Delaware became the first state to offer legalized sports betting on individual games, this after the ruling last month by the Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Folks in California are going to the polls today, but a new study came out that said many people are leaving the state and moving to either Nevada, Oregon, or even Arizona. Christine Cothron is a small business owner in Phoenix, Arizona. She explains why people are moving from California to Phoenix.
It's financially related. By comparison, Arizona's income tax is half. Yes, half of what it is in California. It's real estate. People are being squeezed, including my own family, that are also business owners in the L.A. area, out of the home market. Real estate is 60% higher in California than it is here in Arizona. Safety is a huge one.
Right.
My in-laws recently just made a home purchase here in the Grand Canyon state.
Cothron also talks about the message being sent to California lawmakers.
I think the message for much of the liberal parts of California, and I stand corrected that not all of California is liberal, my family and people I know abound, that, you know, people are leaving. They're leaving
sure.
for you know, cities like Phoenix, Arizona, where I live, and they're wanting, you know, security. They're wanting safety. They're not wanting to be in a nanny state.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! We're celebrating today. This is Frontlines of Freedom's 11th anniversary show. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to welcome a new national sponsor to the show, LuLaRoe. They produce and sell clothes for every age. A specialty is patriotic clothing, just in time for Independence Day. Check LuLaRoe.com. And my good friend Cindy Lausma of JH Realty Partners in Ada also joins us as a sponsor. Her husband Dave is a retired Navy guy, but I like him anyway. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
11 years, Colonel. Man, it's hard to believe that we started this show together when I was still in my 20s. Yes, time does fly when you're having fun, because it doesn't nearly seem that long. And that reminds me of a quote from George Bernard Shaw, who said, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing." So to our Frontlines of Freedom military family, I say, play on.
Good to hear, Josh. You been flying any? Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks patriotic. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking like a proud pop. What's up, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I'm always proud of my kids, but, you know, I got a call about 10 minutes ago from my wife, very hysterical, and she told me that my son, my 12-year-old son, set the swamp on fire, and she wanted to know, should I call the fire department?
Well, why don't you just let the swamp monster do it?
Well, yeah, we could. I said, hey, if the flames are taller than 2 feet, call the fire department. Otherwise, put it out yourself. So I'm waiting to see what happened.
It'd be interesting to hear your son's side of that story.
Okay.
Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to reflect on some important things in my life and some things that our nation needs us all to do. Then I'll review the wonderful team that makes the Frontlines of Freedom show happen, and then I'll be interviewed by co-host Skip Coriel. Then we're going to meet Sam Rose, a veteran, recent college grad, and a lady who's really helping hurting vets. Next, Jeff Dove, a combat veteran who's running for Congress, will discuss his life. And we'll hear from my friend Michael Williams. He was an Army sergeant, an Army Ranger in combat. He was convicted of murder for killing the enemy in combat. He's now out of prison on parole, and he deserves to be pardoned.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
President Trump stressed the U.S. military might as he addressed graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy, saying, "The best way to prevent war is to be fully prepared for war." Trump spoke to the 2018 graduating class in Annapolis, stressing American military preparedness a day after he canceled a planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump, who did not mention North Korea in his remarks, said, "Our country has regained the respect that we used to have long ago. Yes, they are respecting us again. America is back." Trump spoke to 1,042 newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants, drawing applause and silence at times as he emphasized his efforts to boost federal defense spending. Trump said, "We have begun the great rebuilding of the U.S. military. We know that the best way to prevent war is to be fully prepared for war. And hopefully, we never have to use all of this beautiful, new, powerful, new equipment." At the conclusion of his remarks, Trump remained at the graduation ceremony to shake every graduate's hand.
President Trump's comments were right on the mark. Because we are standing up for our nation's values, we are being respected after years of being laughed at. But we have a long way to go to get our military to the size and strength it will need to be.
U.S. and coalition forces launched cyber attacks last year to help identify and destroy several ISIS command posts, according to the former head of the Task Force to Defeat ISIS in Iraq and Syria, General Stephen Townsend. "We were scouring the Middle Euphrates River Valley in Iraq and Syria in search of their command posts. We had located the enemy's primary command post in the area, but couldn't find the enemy's alternate sites." General Townsend explained, quote, "So rather than strike the primary command post and then have the enemy be unknown to us for a while we reacquired where he went to, one of the subordinate units proposed that we use capabilities from space and cyber to deny the enemy's primary command post forcing him to move to and unveil his alternate command posts. End quote. The plan worked, and when the enemy moved, the general said, "We struck the alternate command posts with lethal fires, and we worked our way backward to the primary command post." The coordinated strikes were a clear example of multi-domain operations, a strategy our leaders stress as the key to surviving future wars with near-peer adversaries such as Russia and China. General Townsend said, quote, "It's a multi-domain operation. It unfolded in air, land, sea, cyberspace, and space." End quote.
This is clearly a part of warfare going forward. I'm glad we recognize this and are working on it.
UFO sightings are a dime a dozen these days, and they have been for a while. But back in December, the New York Times released the results of an investigation into our military's monitoring of UFO claims and came up with something totally wild. It was a video released by the Pentagon that shows U.S. Navy pilots tracking the movements of a totally unexplainable aircraft. Now, a local news team from Las Vegas has obtained a military report that offers even more details on the sighting, and the story is somehow becoming even more bizarre than it already was. The report explains in great details how a Navy aircraft carrier played a strange game of hide-and-seek with multiple anomalous aerial vehicles that demonstrated flight characteristics that should be downright impossible to pull off. The sightings began on November 10, 2004, and lasted for several days. The objects would appear on the carrier's radar systems for short periods, seeming to hover still, and then fly off at high speeds. Confused by exactly what was going on, the crew decided to investigate. When the object appeared again a few days later, a pair of FA-18Fs were directed to check out the strange signals. The result is the now famous video showing the tic-tac-shaped UFO cruising along at incredibly high speeds and making rapid changes in altitude. In the new report, the object is described as solid white, smooth, with no edges, and being uniformly colored with no nacelles, pylons, or wings. The report says the object was estimated to be about 46 feet long. By comparison, the FA-18 fighters measure around 56 feet in length. So whatever it was they spotted could feasibly hold one or more human-sized individuals. The pilot said they never felt as though the object was a threat, but the report notes that the anomalous aerial vehicles seemed to react to the presence of the jets, demonstrating an advanced acceleration, aerodynamic, and propulsion capability. Throughout the several days of seeing the objects come and go, the Navy says it may have demonstrated the ability to cloak and disappear to the human eye. Its rapid descent from 60,000 feet to just 50 feet before disappearing also made officials consider the possibility that it was capable of operating underwater, effortlessly moving from the air to the sea at will.
Wow, this is pretty freaky. I believe our Navy, who says that those flying things exist. I have no idea what they are. I hope it turns out to be friendly.
Damage to the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu was worse than expected, and it will remain closed indefinitely. Officials said boat transportation to the attraction was suspended May 6th after one of the vessel's operators noticed a crack on the outside. Tourists were allowed to visit after crews completed interim repairs, but the cracks reappeared hours later, indicating a more serious issue. After further investigation on the interior, it was determined that the structure is not supporting the loading ramp the way that it needs to. Engineers are working to figure out a long-term solution. The National Park Service says that the amount of time needed to implement the repairs is currently unknown, but they will continue to provide information to the public. Other areas of the Pearl Harbor Visitor Center remain open.
The USS Arizona Memorial is an amazing and impressive monument. I've been there. I'm glad the Park Service is being oriented towards safety. I trust the memorial will be reopened as soon as possible. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum coming up on Front Lines of Freedom. I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll learn a bit about the Front Lines of Freedom team. At ease, troops, take a break. July 4th will celebrate American freedom with fireworks and barbecues, but you can wear your patriotism on your sleeve all summer long with LuLaRoe's new American Dreams clothing collection. This summer line of skirts, dresses, tops, and pants pays tribute to the spirit of love, family, community, and country with a patriotic twist. Being proud to be an American never looked so good. Check out the collection at LuLaRoe.com. Follow LuLaRoe on Instagram and Facebook, and hashtag LuLaRoe American Dreams.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Always keep your guns locked up and safe from unauthorized users, especially your children. Inside your home, you should be able to get to your gun within 5 seconds of sensing danger. To accomplish this, stage a secure and loaded firearm on each level of your home. Above all else, never leave loaded guns unattended where children can gain access. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, 2 full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2-for-20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Early June is a time of reflection for me. Last week was Memorial Day. This weekend is the 11th anniversary of Frontlines of Freedom. On the 3rd of June, I celebrate 54 years since I graduated from West Point and was commissioned a second lieutenant. My 77th birthday is on June 4th, and the 6th of June celebrates D-Day, the invasion of Normandy in World War II, the turning point of World War II in Europe. So let me reflect a bit. Honoring and remember those who have served and those who are serving our nation in uniform is very important. So how do we honor them? Well, we can and do decorate their graves, attend parades, say thank you for your service when we see someone in uniform. These are good things to do and important, but they're also peripheral. We military folk took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. We honor our troops when we support and defend it too, and we do that by ensuring that our nation is run constitutionally. You know, our nation is not a democracy. No, it's a constitutional republic. In a democracy, all the people vote on every issue. A republic is a representative democracy. The people elect representatives to vote on issues for them. And a constitutional republic is a republic based on laws, the Constitution, not on public whim. The Constitution protects us from abuse by the government or the majority. We have the right to free speech. It can't be taken from us, even by majority vote. And we honor our veterans when we pay attention to who we elect to represent us and then monitor their activities. I would bet that not one person in 1,000 has ever contacted an elected representative to check on them. We need to do this, and frequently. Some say that our Constitution is old and is valueless. That's both ridiculous and wrong. The principles behind the Constitution are outstanding and they work. If we the people don't like something particular in our Constitution, we can amend it, as we did about 50 years ago to give 18-year-olds the right to vote. You know, if anyone can ignore any law and get away with it, then every law can be ignored and we live in chaos. That's why we need our Constitution. And we need to get good people elected to public office, and this is an election year. Did you know there are only about 60% of registered voters in a presidential year? We're lucky to get 60% of them to vote. So that's 36% of the population voting, and half of that, 19%, are enough to pick the winner. Now, this is not an election year, so we'll be happy to get 40% of registered voters to vote. So that's 24% of the population, and just over half of that, say 13%, will pick the winner. Oh, and how do people get their names on the ballots? In most states, it's by running in a primary election. In Michigan, that election is in August. We're really happy when 20% of people vote in a primary. So that's 12% of the population, about half in each party's primary. That's how each party picks the candidates that are going to run in the general election. So we really have to pay attention to primary elections. We honor our veterans by honoring our constitutional duty as citizens by paying attention to elections and selecting the best people for each position. My final comment for the day is about name-calling. I have little use for those who seem to enjoy calling other people names. Okay, if a person is a convicted felon or has a record of drug abuse, saying those things is not name-calling, it's reporting facts. When the individuals run out of facts or didn't have any to begin with, then the name-calling begins. It's manifested hatred. People call others liars or racists or homophobes or some other kind of phobe. Certainly these statements are just BS. Most of these haters have no specific reason for the name-calling, because usually there is none. The logic, such as it is, says something like, well, he favors a wall along our southern border, so he hates Mexicans. That's nonsense. Wanting a secure border does not mean you hate someone. I do pray for the haters that are out there. Living a life full of hate must be very, very bitter. We should encourage haters to just think logically about what they're saying, gather some facts, encourage them to read the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. This will honor those who have worn and are wearing our nation's uniform, which is our goal. Let me conclude my comments with the poem, It's the Soldier. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It's the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves under the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, and who allows the protester to burn the flag. God bless America. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have to hear this week, Roland?
Colonel, downtown Tampa recently erupted into a war zone as the U.S. and Allied Special Operations Forces had the opportunity to use brand new technology in battle-type scenarios, complete with helicopters, firefights, fast boats, and much more. It's the annual Special Operations Forces Industry Conference, which is taking place near the U.S. Special Operations Command, headquartered at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. It's hosted by the National Defense Industrial Association, and special operations folks and military technology innovators have the opportunity to converge to discuss the needs of these elite forces for current and future threats. The conference provides an opportunity for about 12,000 people from the special operations world to, quote, window shop for the latest and greatest technology from 425 companies. If you're a James Bond fan, you probably remember Q and his mind-blowing workshop of high-tech weapons and devices. Well, the conference floor is like a gigantic Q workshop with a mind-boggling array of vehicles, gadgets, garments, and all kinds of other things. They're all designed to make special operations teams safer, more effective, and of course, even more lethal. In fact, some areas could be mistaken for a superhero workshop. For example, U.S. Special Operations has been working on a real-life Iron Man technology called Talos. This technology is an exoskeleton which gives U.S. Special Operations warriors superhuman power and strength and endurance. And another interesting technology is from Atlas Devices, which allows commandos to scale walls as effortlessly as Spider-Man. There are also many options for next-generation body armor, new combat apparel, new protection against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats, and new enhanced protection helmets, just to name a few of the garments available at the conference. And of course, there are weapons. Companies large and small have brought their very latest and greatest craftsmanship in rifles and beyond. And as far as accessories, this year is particularly strong in the area of optics. The conference is important because it provides the opportunity for folks in the special operations area to pick things up and get a first-hand feel, but they also get to see the gear in action. And the companies that are exhibiting there, they're able to get direct feedback from the special operations community, from the people who actually use the new technology. U.S. Special Operations has dominated in discovering, inspiring, and adopting an unrivaled arsenal of cutting-edge technology to tackle the threat of terrorism. Now, U.S. Special Operations Command is taking the lead to locate innovation to defeat a completely different threat, potential war with countries who have been quietly but aggressively building their own arsenals. Two good examples are countries like Russia and China. Now, make no mistake about it. If war against a well-armed country should arise, then it's essential that the United States continue to dominate with the most advanced technology in all terrains, land, sea, air, space, and cyberspace. And this conference is a good step in that direction. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. You're an amazing guy and a good friend. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, it's time to learn about the Frontlines of Freedom team. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Do 25, then stand at ease. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom Choice and home-based products to our commissary patrons around the world.
These brands allow our military service members, veterans, and their families to stretch their commissary benefit, offering you the quality you expect and the savings you deserve. Through Freedom's Choice and Home-Base, we're serving our best.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump was supposed to be welcoming the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles to the White House. Well, the president canceled that appearance because many of the Eagles said they were not going to show up. This all goes back to President Trump's comments regarding the national anthem. So what the president decided to do instead is he will be hosting an event that honors America at the White House today and will be playing the national anthem. Worth noting, not one Eagles player did not stand last year for the national anthem. President Trump is changing his tune regarding a NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow has the details.
You know, yesterday we met with the president a couple times, and he is very seriously contemplating kind of a shift in the NAFTA negotiations. His preference now, and he asked me to convey this, is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately. He prefers bilateral negotiations.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Since this is our 11th anniversary show, I thought I'd take some time and tell you about the Frontlines of Freedom team. They're quite a bunch of characters. Let me start with Josh Lang. He's the guy who came up with the idea to have a military talk radio show in West Michigan. Indeed, he recruited me. So he's the executive director, co-founder, co-host, and the guy who really understands radio and keeps us professional. He's an Air Force vet, has three wonderful sons, owns Talk Media Network, a company that syndicates radio programs, like Frontlines of Freedom, for example. He gets us on the air around the nation. Josh also just earned his private pilot's license, and he's seriously excited about that. He's a guy I'm proud to call friend.
And he's definitely the one who keeps us professional, doesn't he, Colonel?
Well, he's got to be somebody.
Yeah.
Roland Ashby and I have known each other for over 20 years. In 2000 and 2002, I ran for public office, and Roland played a major role in my campaigns. And anybody who will walk door to door with you is a real friend. I came in second in both campaigns. He's a chief warrant officer in our Coast Guard Reserves and plays a major role in helping members of the National Guard and Reserves get and keep jobs. He's there when military duty and civilian jobs are in conflict. He's also a pilot and a professional geek. I'm not geeky enough to understand what he sells, but he's a great sales guy. He even sells airplanes on occasion. He's got a lovely wife, a son, and a grandchild. Skip Coriel and I, be careful because he's listening, and I met years ago when we were both high school soccer refs. Then we found out that we are both, well, very, very pro-Second Amendment, and our friendship has grown ever since. Skip's a Marine vet who has a wonderful wife and a lot of kids. He teaches firearms use and safety, and he is really good at it. Indeed, he's got his own radio show, the Home Defense Show. He also runs the Second Amendment March in Michigan, and on occasion nationally. He's a real hunter and outdoorsman. He even hunts mushrooms. Isn't that right, Skip?
If it tastes good, I'm hunting it.
Quentin Roberts is our football co-host. Quentin played football at the Air Force Academy. Each football season, he covers all the Service Academy football games. He knows all the coaches. As a matter of fact, the current Air Force football coach and Quentin played together at the Air Force Academy for a couple of years. They were both backs. Obviously, he served in the Air Force. He's also an attorney. It's hard to say something nice about an attorney, isn't it, Skip?
That's true, but he's one of the good guys.
Yeah. Faye Richardson Green is a former business executive, now married to a Navy veteran. The two of them are very, very active as leaders in AMVETS. Both are very good friends of mine. Faye is a Frontlines of Freedom contributor, sort of the newest member of the team.
Yes.
Michael Breimeyer produced this show for about a year at the very beginning. For the past about 5 years, he's been our chief editor. It's his job to take what I say and make me sound intelligent. Stop laughing, Skip.
Well, it's just that He's got the toughest job of all of us.
He has a wife, two children, and does a fantastic job. Oh, and he's Josh's brother. Tom Sheffield recently joined the team to help Michael, as Michael has taken on additional responsibilities. Tom is crazy enough to fit on our team and good enough to make us sound professional.
Well, Colonel, I have to interrupt here. I mean, you're telling me that one person wasn't enough to make you sound intelligent? He needed help.
Apparently so, but I'm denying that.
Okay.
Dave Bystry is a longtime friend and an accountant. He owns Rockford Accounting and is the Frontlines of Freedom accountant and my personal accountant and a very close personal friend. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the Frontlines of Freedom team. Jill Cook is the editor of our twice-monthly e-newsletter. She's married to Sean, a very lucky guy and an Army vet. He's been a guest on the show several times. Jill keeps her family moving and gets our newsletter out on time and looking good. You know, if you look at our website to see the information about shows that have already played, you'll see notes explaining the show and the guest. Marilyn, my favorite wife, okay, favorite and only wife, does this for the team.
I'm sorry, Colonel. She is your only wife, though. I'll attest to that. Yes.
That's true. It's been 51 years.
That's right.
Former members of the team include co-host emeritus Steve Kenyon and Mike Cardinelli. Steve was the show's first co-host and is now retired from the Army Reserves and is an Army Reserve ambassador for the state of Michigan. Mike was our second co-host. He's retired from the Navy and is a busy businessman. I see him way too infrequently. Well, our two geeks, Michael and Tom, like to keep track of the mistakes and goofs and other dumb comments we make that they catch and cut out of the show before you hear it. They have compiled a few of them. You're going to hear them now. Even that. Okay, segment two. No, not two. Eight.
Eight.
Something like
eight.
That. If you're going to be one, be no, eight.
No, eighter from Decatur.
That's right. Little Joe from Kokomo. No, that's twos. Whatever.
Let's do eight.
Why not? Like you ate those mushrooms?
Oh, yes, I did, and they were so grand and glorious and good, yeah.
How long did it take you to eat the big one?
About 2 seconds.
Inhaling. Okay, segment eight. Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have?
I have giant Sasquatch mushrooms invading the country en masse, which is a felony.
Oh.
Here we go.
A mushroom murder.
Mushroom mania. All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom.
He's a chief warrant officer in our Coast Guard Reserves and plays a major role in helping members of the National Guard and Reserves get and keep jobs. He's also a pilot and a professional geek. He's got a lovely wife, a son, and a grandchild.
I don't have anything intelligent.
Yeah, that fits.
but delete that, okay?
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens. And American-loving... Michael, I know I'm going to hear this again. I'll tell you what. I'm even going to turn your mic on just for the sheer hell of it.
Do you want to see how I look? Do I look fantastic or what?
Dude, you have a face for radio.
Sound like my wife. Who's wonderful, by the way.
Yeah. Her voice isn't that deep.
No, it's not.
I'm going to be careful not to sing because I know what Michael does with that now.
That's right.
On the other hand, maybe I could start a new career.
Do you think we'll get more listeners or fewer listeners?
Well, my thought is we should start a business selling these songs. So that if you're in a situation where your mother says you have to buy your sister a present because it's her birthday,
yeah,
you buy her one of our records.
Well, there's about 4 or 5 sales maybe.
Well, but, you know, there's cousins and all these other
kinds. Yeah, and all these schools for the deaf.
Yeah. No. Yep. Segment eight.
That same day, other American aircraft raided Tarmizu, Kagoshima, and me.
How about that same day, other American aircraft raided 3 other towns?
That's what Denny would do. Do you have the ability to prevail in the ensuing gunfight? Most people are terrified to the point of stasis when faced with deadly force. when faced with deadly force. But am I...
Josh.
Is that... Oh, okay. I thought it was your pacemaker. All right. Go ahead. All right. Let's do this. How are my sound levels, Colonel?
Too loud and too often.
Well, fine. You know, I'll go get a Mountain Dew and let you do this.
Well, let me turn on the bubble machine and let's see if we know what we're doing. I'm alone in the studio and I'm not a geek, so if you hear a big explosion or something, just sort of forget it. Let's see. I think I pushed this button. Nope, that wasn't it. How about that one? Nope. How about this one? It's working. I feel smart. Segment one. Well, let's even turn your mic on. What do you think?
Okay. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
You haven't lived till you've shot a duck in the butt with a bow and arrow.
Are you speaking for the duck's perspective?
Either way, it's fine.
Meanwhile, back at segment one. Next up, Skip Coriel will interview me. You'll likely learn more about me than you really want to know. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company. Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody!
involved.
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. And I guess it's time to learn a bit more about the host. Skip, the ball's in your court.
Well, Colonel, you're a California boy originally, aren't you?
Guilty as charged. I could even sing about it. I was born in Sacramento 6 months before the U.S. entered World War II. My architect dad suddenly found himself designing ways to camouflage our nation's industry and airfields on the West Coast. After the war, he went to work for the California Division of Architecture. In 1949, the state decided to open an architecture office in Los Angeles, and my dad was sent to establish it. So I grew up in Los Angeles, actually the suburb of Glendale. For whatever reason, I developed an attraction to the Army. In high school, I took Army Junior ROTC, and I loved it. I sought an appointment to West Point, but didn't get it, my grades. I then went to a local junior college for a year and tried again unsuccessfully, again grades. So I went to New Mexico Military Institute, a military high school and junior college, where I got my grades up and received an appointment. I reported for duty at West Point on the 5th of July, 1960.
But, Colonel, that's a lesson in just indomitability, resilience. You didn't give up.
I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Well, I admire that. I mean, all joking aside, I admire that. That's really good. So what did you major in at West Point?
Well, back then there was only one major. Engineering. We all took the same courses. Cadets had four elective courses, one each semester of the last 2 years. The culture of duty, honor, country definitely molded me. It still defines who I am. When I graduated, I got my first choice of branches, the infantry.
Your first choice was infantry. That's interesting.
Well, there wasn't a lot of competition.
Okay. I think no doubt. So where were you assigned then, Colonel?
Well, first I went to Fort Benning, Georgia for the Airborne and Ranger schools. I volunteered for both because I was afraid of the heights. While I still have that fear, those schools helped me learn how to control them. Then I reported to Fort Carson, Colorado, where I became a platoon leader of a mechanized rifle platoon. At that time, we only had advisors in Vietnam, but in May of that year, I volunteered for service in Vietnam. My request was turned down. But about that time, the Army decided to send three brigades of infantry to fight in Vietnam, and I got orders to go about a month later. Adding to the excitement in those days, towards the end of June, I got set up on a blind date and met the lady to whom I've been married for over 51 years. We were engaged after less than a month and decided to get married once I returned from combat.
Love at first sight.
Darn near.
All right. Well, Colonel, tell us about your first tour in Vietnam.
Well, I was one of the first officer replacements to the 2nd Brigade of the 1st Infantry Division in Vietnam. I took command of a rifle platoon in combat. I had great sergeants who helped me quickly adjust to the situation, and I led them for 6 months of fairly continuous combat. At that point, much to my surprise, I was selected to become the aide-de-camp to a new one-star general just assigned to the 1st Division. That experience was extremely educational, exciting, and dangerous. The general had his own helicopter and crew. We flew almost daily to be with our combat troops or to observe their actions.
So which did you like better, being on the ground out there in the boonies or on the helicopter?
I liked being in charge.
Okay. All right, Colonel, you came home from that tour with four awards for heroism. You wore them on your uniform when you married Marilyn, didn't you?
You bet I did. And our first stop in our honeymoon was Philadelphia, where we watched Army beat Navy in football. That was big for me, as we lost every year I was a cadet.
Okay. Well, Marilyn broke the curse.
She did.
All right. So, Colonel, then you took your bride to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. You were assigned to the 101st Airborne Division. That was a pretty plum assignment, wasn't it?
It sure was. And I got command of a rifle company, which is the best of all assignments, especially for a new captain. It was a dream job. And I was blessed to have some outstanding sergeants who helped me run Company C, My first sergeant and I remained good friends until his untimely death a while back.
Okay, so now you live in Michigan. You first visited Michigan as an airborne rifle company commander, didn't you?
I sure did. I brought my company to the Detroit riots in the summer of 1967. When we returned from that experience, we were notified that our entire division would be deploying to Vietnam that December. We got there in time to be deeply involved in the fighting around the city of Hue during Tet 1968. After about 4 months in country, I was transferred to division headquarters, where I worked in the Tactical Operations Center, running the operations shift at night.
So it sounds like everywhere you go, you know, the crap is hitting the fan, whether it's Detroit or Vietnam.
You know, I never thought about it that way.
Okay. Well, you're not bored. All right. So, Colonel, after you received quite a bit of recognition during that tour, you received 3 more awards for heroism, including the Silver Star. That gave you 7 awards for valor, and it's a rare combat soldier that has even 2 such of these awards. You were also selected for a very, very early promotion to the rank of major, and as an infantryman, you were selected to attend the Armor Officers Advanced Course.
While I was at Fort Knox for the Advanced Course, I was selected to be sent to graduate school in political science and international relations. I attended the University of Texas at El Paso for that degree. While there, I was promoted to major. Well, Army policy is that officers who are sent for advanced degrees must have a tour that utilizes that knowledge, and then I was sent to the Army ROTC department at Stanford University, where the ROTC program was being thrown off campus. While I was there, I earned another master's degree and was selected to attend the Armed Forces Staff College. More importantly, my wife and I committed our lives to serve Jesus there, and our son was born while we were there.
Ah, now that's a great day. Okay, so Colonel, after attending the Staff College, you were sent to Germany.
Yeah, I was executive officer of a mechanized rifle battalion for 3 years. It was a marvelous time for our family.
And your next stop was U.S. Readiness Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. Did you ask for that?
Well, I'd never heard of U.S. Readiness Command, but I was hoping for someplace warm, and Tampa certainly met that need. I was initially the war planner for general war in Europe and the backup guy for war in the Middle East. I ended up focusing on the Middle East. I was there for 4 years and really enjoyed working at this quite high level of command. As that tour neared its end, I was told my next assignment would be running in a college ROTC unit, and I ended up as a professor of military science at the University of Tampa. So we spent 3 more years in Tampa.
Well, Colonel, you say you like the warmth, but then you ended up in Michigan. If you were going to retire, why wouldn't you do that in Florida?
Well, I had decided to retire, but I declined battalion command in the war college. But I took too long to make my decision, so I got orders. I was assigned to be an Army advisor to the Michigan Army National Guard, and my wife and I fell in love with the seasons and with the West Michigan culture, and so I retired so they wouldn't move me again. That was a good decision. I loved my time in the Army, but it was time for a family focus.
Colonel, I've lived here 60 years, and I'm still waiting to fall in love with the seasons. But, you know, you retired from the Army 32 years ago this month. This is the 11th anniversary of Front Lines of Freedom, and I know you've been teaching part-time at local colleges during that period. What else have you done since retiring?
Well, I started out working as a sales engineer. From there, I went to nonprofit fundraising and consulting. I ran a couple of small businesses and took some leadership positions in education. As you said, I really love teaching, and most of what I've taught is American government. It's amazing how little our citizens know about how their cities, states, and nations are run. I'll keep teaching as long as I can find a college that'll have me.
All right, Colonel. Then, not quite 12 years ago, Josh Ling called you from Wood Radio in Grand Rapids, where you're sitting right now, and he asked you if you'd like to host a military talk radio show. You said yes. It took a while to put it all together, and it kicked off on the first Sunday in June 2007. So at this point in your life, you'll turn 77 years old this Monday. You have more valor decorations than almost any combat veteran alive and are the founder of the nation's largest military talk radio show. You have a fantastic marriage, and your police sergeant's son has just been selected by the American Legion as the Michigan Police Officer of the Year. Congratulations, Denny. Job well done.
Thank you, Skip. It's a fun life. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Army vet Jim Palmershine about how American Airlines supports our military, Then we'll meet Michael Williams, a combat infantryman who was convicted of murder for killing the enemy in combat. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's spring. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom, and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, a federal judge ordered former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort to respond to prosecutors' claims that he sought to tamper with the testimony of two witnesses. Manafort's attorneys have until Friday to respond to the claim. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that a Colorado baker who wouldn't make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple was discriminated against due to his religious beliefs by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Jack Phillips is a baker in Colorado, and he explains how he tried to work with the two men when they came into his store for the first time.
One of them said, "We're here to look at wedding cakes." The other one said, "It's for our wedding." At that point, I knew that it was a wedding cake that I couldn't create in good conscience. I tried to apologize to the young men. You know, "I'm sorry. I'll sell you anything else in the shop. Cookies, brownies, birthday cakes. I'll make custom work for you. This is just a cake that I can't create because it creates a special message that goes against the core of my faith."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
There's been a lot of talk and a lot of misinformation out there regarding what happens when a family tries to cross the border illegally. Ron Vitello is the acting deputy commissioner of the U.S. Border Patrol and Customs. He explains the process.
So what happens is when people cross the border illegally, that's a federal crime. And working with Secretary Nielsen, the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, he's offered to prosecute anybody that crosses the border illegally. That's what's happening. So all of these cases are being referred, and if it happens to be a family, then they'll be separated.
Vitello talks about the changes made last month.
What's happened now is that the Attorney General, Secretary Nielsen, has said, hey, you will refer.